Blog Talk Radio.
Congratulations, baby boy.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm so proud of you, my musical genius.
Yes, sir. Huh. These niggas talking it. What they talking about? Huh? Like we ain't living it. What? They selling drugs. Nah. But we sell dope. Murder? We ain't talking no drugs, nope. We talking music. Hawkeye Production. Something say I be hella big.
Hella big?
Hawkeye got me hella big.
What?
I do a big like an elephant. Y'all niggas birds. Hella Hawkeye Production. Hawkeye in the stage, dummy. Who let him out the cage, sonny? Dog ass, hoarding cash. Boy, I need the money. White show shot, bring that heat. I ain't talking nothing. Nah, man, I ain't talking stuff. Nah, we cooking y'all funny niggas, mix love it. Like Danny Glover said, he got a lethal weapon, man. Got a pistol that'll blow you like a fucking thing. I'm talking 40, nigga, like the old man drink. They pull a plug, nigga, cause your ass can't think. They ain't a sink, man, I'm talking about the birds, man. Fuck y'all niggas, please don't say a word, man. It's
welcome to the stage. I am your host, Beastie.
I'm here too. Hey, Beast. Hi.
Made a moose in the building. How was your day?
What going on, brethren? Today was pretty chill. I had a pretty good day today. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty peace. Pretty chill.
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was cool. It was a day. It was cool. That's all I got for you.
Y'all know we got a big boy topic tonight. A little serious. You know DC don't do serious, but a little serious. I'm glad I got these two ladies on because they know what the hell they talk about during this time. So I'm glad I got these two young ladies with me tonight. My co-host, Murder Meesh. My co-host, Nikki. I'm glad. We're going to get into the show shot heat. So when we come back, we're going to bring the topic. August 6th. Stage Awards. This man will be headlining. Oh my. We'll be back.
I know they plotting against me. Still feel the heat when it rains. I know they plotting against me, they trying to stop me. I still feel the heat when it rain. I bring the flame, you know the name. Yeah. Okay. Love. I know they plotting against me, they trying to get me. I still feel the heat when it rain. You cannot stop me, I'm popping, I'm hot in the tropics. My method is I bring the pain and you know the name. Shots. This ain't no motherfucking game and I bring the flame. Homie is winning the same. I know they plotting against me, they trying to stop me. I still feel the heat when it rain. They cannot stop me, I'm popping, I'm hot in the tropics. My method is I bring the pain and you know the name. This ain't no motherfucking game and I bring the flame. Homie is winning the same. I know they plotting against me, they trying to compete me. I still feel the heat when they moving. I just be grooving, all this money I'm pursuing. No time to be losing, I can't be stupid. I gotta make me away, follow me. What you can do if you hate, swallow me. I got a city in back of me, homie, and I gotta make some shape. That's all on me. All of my family hoping and wishing, and I gotta keep moving steady. Willing and ready to tear the block up like confetti. You haters hurt when I said it, never forget it. I got it locked like it's dreaded. You know it's dope when you smell it. Bone and headed, spark. You be the type to run tell it. Martin, I'm on a 100 already, bet. You in the way you can get it, stretch. I'ma go get it the way that I get it, and you can expect nothing less of it. That's just the way that I feel. I come with the method that's bred out of Ville. I'm popping it off, and they told me to chill. But I cannot do it, it is what it is, it is what it is. I know they plotting against me, they trying to get me. I still feel the heat when it rain. You cannot stop me, I'm popping, I'm hot in the tropics. My method is I bring the pain, and you know the name. This ain't no motherfucking game, and I bring the flame. Homie is winning the same. I know they plotting against me, they trying to stop me. I still feel the heat when it rain. They cannot stop me, I'm popping, I'm hot in the tropics. My method is I bring the pain, and you know the name. This ain't no motherfucking game, and I bring the flame. Homie is winning the same. I know that you hate it, don't like that, but you gon' respect it tonight though. They wanna hate on the low, but they wanna beat me like Michael. So beat it like Michael, I'm at the top of the tip of the Eiffel. You could try looking away, but I'ma give you the whole life for watch. I'm just a dude from the gutter, they came with a hip and a hop. Look, I came with that. You can just hand me the keys, I already come with a lot. I'ma leave with that. Tell the homie to chill and pull up with this on they block. Pull up. And tell them I'm straight from the Ville, and this one is hard as a rock. Okay. I bet they gon' show me the love. Watch how I serve them like Sanford. Serve them like this when the dove. You can just watch when it backflip. Flip. Turn this to something from nothing. I used to do this for practice. Ask anybody to know me, period. I know they plotting against me, they trying to get me. I still feel the heat when it rain. You cannot stop me, I'm popping, I'm hot in the tropics. My method is I bring the pain, and you know the name. This ain't no motherfucking game, and I bring the flame. Homie is winning the same. I know they plotting against me, they trying to stop me. I still feel the heat when it rain. They cannot stop me, I'm popping, I'm hot in the tropics. My method is I bring the pain, and you know the name. This ain't no motherfucking game, and I bring the flame. Homie is winning the same.
All right, before we get into this topic, shout out to Murder Nation, y'all just tuning in. Murder Nation, Marble Baby, Nicky in the building. Shout out to them. Some call her Misha, Misha Lover. You know what I mean? She in the building with us. All right, so listen, Nicky. Read the definition of, what is that?
Mental illness?
Mental illness. Read the definition.
Mental illness, also called mental disorder, a wide range of conditions that affect mood, thinking, and behavior.
Okay. Topic for the day. First part of the topic. Do you think psychiatrist, shrink, counsel, whatever therapist, whatever you want to call it, can really help you with your problems? Or are they just a ear that just listens? We're going to start with you, Nikki. What you think?
I absolutely think that they can help. even if they're just being an ear, I think that's helpful to some people. It just depends on your definition of help. But, yes, I do think that they can help.
Okay. Ms., what you think?
Absolutely. I feel like you have to find your match. Every therapist is not going to be for you. Everybody has different practices and beliefs and ways of approaching things. So it's something you have to commit it to. And then once you find your person, I think it can be a beautiful thing. So, yes, I do think it works. I know it works, actually.
Okay. So how do you find your match? Like, I found the perfect match. But how do you find the perfect psychiatrist?
Well, normally you have, like, an intake process where you kind of meet and feel each other out, and they ask you questions and all that good stuff. But you really don't really kind of see who your therapist is until you start, like, really getting to the nitty-gritty of the problems and seeing how they respond. I had a couple that just didn't mesh well, and it kind of discouraged me from wanting to go. Some of them actually were really biased. They were overly opinionated, and that just didn't work for me. So after, I want to say I had about four. The fourth one was the charm for me, and I've been with her almost 3 years now.
So you be feeling good when you need it?
Yeah, I feel, I definitely feel empowered because I have tools now to learn how to cope with things. Expressing myself, I was more so like the type I'm a pop off, and then I don't really think about my actions until after I'm calm, and I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. So just learning how to kind of take the step back, breathe, assess the situation before I even respond, like that's something I've struggled with. So with talking to her and just kind of first getting to the root of my problem, and then once I got to the root of the problem, I was able to kind of deal with it a lot better when I'm approaching those type of situations. So it really just takes, it's a relationship. Just like anything, you have to work on it. You guys have to learn each other. Every patient is not going to be the same. She may not be the same therapist as somebody else, but to me, she's dope.
So it took you 3 years to find the one? Or you're going
I've been with her for 3 years. I've been with her for 3 years.
Okay,
it took me four therapists.
Okay. Nikki, you ever been to therapy?
Yes, I have.
How did you find your perfect therapist?
I honestly, the therapist that I have now, I do not think that she is my quote-unquote perfect therapist. What she is knowledgeable, so I can appreciate that. She listens, and she gives good feedback. Do I think she's my perfect one? No. Honestly, where I went, you have to do an intake. I wish I could have got the lady that did my intake, but she was leaving. That would have been my perfect therapist. But I digress. And I'm cool with who I got. Yeah. I mean, she was amazing. Just an intake. Just in answer, asking questions and her responses and her feedback. She just was there with me. But that's just how cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah. So how do you feel when you leave?
When I leave the therapist now, most of the time, I feel lighter just because I was able to dump without judgment or worrying about how what I have to say or what I'm even going through makes somebody else feel. I just need to say what I'm feeling and there be no consequence for me feeling what I feel.
Mm-hmm. So, I got a homeboy who told me that his therapist, every time he she don't really help him, because every time he tell her about his problem, she prescribes him something. What do you think about that, Lee? No.
So is he seeing a therapist or is he seeing a psychiatrist? So there's a difference. Usually psychiatrists are the ones that's trying to put you on some type of medication.
The psychiatrist, like, they be quick to put that down.
Yeah.
The psychiatrist, yeah, so he said they try to put him on some type of medicine, so it must be a psychiatrist.
So he might need to see a therapist. Psychiatrists are there to assess you and diagnose you, and that's it. Like, I mean, I'm not to say that they don't care about their feelings, but I've sat in psychiatric sessions, and it's call and respond. I'm going to ask you a question, answer it. That's it. They don't want to talk about your feelings. They don't want to talk about, you know, why you said, you know, because your puppy died when you were 10. They don't care about none of that shit. They just want to know the bottom root cause of your problem, and then they're going to offer you a prescription. So he might need to go talk to a therapist. Maybe he's seeing the wrong person, because that's their job, is to assess and give you pills. That's literally it. And I could be wrong, but all the ones that I've come in contact with, that's been the experience. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you, and then I'm going to tell you what you can take to fix it or suppress it, whichever one.
What do you think, Nikki?
I don't know. I was busting at Amira, so I didn't hear the question.
I said, I got a friend who every time he has a problem.
Oh, yes, I did catch that. I'm with Mish. Like, that sounds like he's not going to a therapist. I would definitely seek out a therapist. Because you just can't jump into medicating me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to accept it. I'm personally not going to accept it, because I don't like the way, like, meds make me feel. They don't. Essentially, you feel nothing, and you're just there, and everything's okay. And no, I don't want that false sense of happy. Challenge the system.
So the medicine. So the medicine gives you a false sense of happy.
Absolutely. It's like you are looking at life through someone else's glasses.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Basically, psychedelics are legal drugs. They're either an upper or a downer. Pick which one you want. But a lot of times they'll give you one to take in the morning, one to give you at night, and you basically, your body becomes controlled by those substances. And, it, you know, if you have a chemical imbalance and you're missing something, that medicine's supposed to give it to you, but it's synthetic. So sometimes it has adverse effects. You lose weight. Some people actually become suicidal taking medicine that's supposed to help them with depression. Like, the side effects sometimes are even more worse than what you're being treated for. Some people work for. Some people actually take their medicine, and they're functioning people in society, but it's not for everyone.
Right.
Wow. We're going to get into this big spin, but let me, when we come back, I want you to read the definition of depression to the people. So a lot of people don't know that, understand that. So shout out to Show Shot at that. We be back. We know we go to album. It's the stage. Mental awareness is real. Let's go.
Showtime!
Oh, my God.
fried. I'm a street survivor, and I stay with the coke. I ain't talking to God. I'm your shooter. I'm a street polluter, and I stay with these chickens like I work at Hooters. Move, bitch, get out the way. I ain't talking noodles. I'm just out to get the fucking cheese.
Depression or major depressive disorder is a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act.
So are there any symptoms? Like, can you tell when someone's depressed?
So there's a list of things here. Some of the common symptoms are feeling sad or having a depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities you once enjoyed, changes in appetite, trouble sleeping or sleeping too much, loss of energy, increased fatigue, increase of purposeless physical activity, like not able to sit still, pacing. It's a long list of stuff here. But one of the other things that it did mention is that
thyroid problems, a brain tumor, and vitamin deficiency also can mimic depressive disorder, so you want to get that ruled out first.
Okay. But do you think there's symptoms? Like, could you tell if somebody is depressed?
You know, I'm with me. You want to rule out some things, but if you've experienced depression, I think you may be able to spot it in others. If you've suffered with it yourself or maybe even lived with someone who's had it, I think that you may be able to spot things that would kind of stick out as that might be depression. But, you know, leave it up to a therapist to diagnose you.
So do you call somebody that you think is the person just like, hey, man, how are you? Or do you just like, kill
yourself? I don't ever suggest that. But if it's someone that I have a relationship with that I can ask that, I will ask that. Are you okay? If not, let's say if it's a third party friend, I'll tell them, you better check on your people. Check on your people.
What about you, Mish? Do you call people when you hear they feel in some sort of way?
Absolutely. I check on my tribe. If I'm going to call you, I'm going to text you. Sometimes I might pop up on your ass if I feel like there's something going on with you. I just want you to know that I'm here, and I try not to overwhelm because I suffer with it as well, and I know it can be really overwhelming, but I always ask, how can I support you? And sometimes they're like, oh, I'm fine. I just appreciate you checking on me. Okay, cool. Some of them be like, y'all need you to bring me a soda. You know, sometimes you just want to feel supported when you're in that space, but then other times you want to be left alone. So it's important to know your people, make sure you check on them, and then when they need their space, respect it as well.
What about the woe is me people? Ain't shit wrong with them. They're just...
That is a form of mental illness.
How do you differentiate the two? Like, this nigga bullshit, he really fucked up, bro.
Sometimes it shows up in, and I'm not a therapist, y'all. My uncle's a therapist. We talk about this stuff all the time, but... it shows up in attention-seeking behavior. Some people are, there's literally an addiction to feeling sorry for yourself. There's an addiction to people feeling sorry for you. Like, people thrive like that. It gives them, like, a hard-on or something. I don't know. I've never experienced that for myself, but I've experienced it through other people. And it's like they find any and every reason to do something to even get people to feel sorry for them. Your money, whatever the case is, it's just like they go to the extreme to get you to feed into whatever story they're trying to give you. And sometimes it shows up on Facebook. Yes.
I hope you never experienced a hard on.
Metaphorically speaking, it could stroke somebody's ego to get that kind of attention. You know, and some people do it by any means. Like, they'll literally hurt themselves just to get fucking attention. Like, it's definitely a mental illness. I don't know what the technical diagnosis is for it. I think it's some type of personality disorder. But those woe is me people, they're looking for attention. And sometimes it's a cry for help. But it's hard to tell because some of them can really be manipulative. And it really don't be shit wrong with them. They just wanted attention. Instead of saying, yo, I just need some attention, some shit like stab themselves or something. I don't fucking know. But just something extreme, instead of just saying, yo, I need a hug, or can you call and check on me sometime, they don't want to say that. So it's a lot when it comes to those woe is me people. That's a deep, deep book.
Social media can be very depressing also.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, have you ever ran across people on social media that you're like, oh, this nigga again? Oh, this woman again, they bullshitting.
I am thankful for snooze. I have a lot of people on 30-day snoozes. And it's more so because I'm always the type to, if I know you personally and I see you going through something or you posting something on social media, my heart will just reach out to you. And I'll be like, yo, do you need anything? Can I help you? And most of the time, they'd be like, no, I'm straight. And then turn right back around and get on Facebook. Don't nobody ever check on me. Fuck everybody. And I'm like, oh, okay. I see what that is. I'm going to snooze you because I don't even want to see that shit no more. And I see that with a lot of people.
Remember I checked on you? You forgot about me when I checked on you? I'm somebody. You said nobody. That's where I be with it. What about you, Mitchell? You ever see that on social media?
All the time. I used to be one like me, reach out to them. Are you okay? Are you this? Are you that? What I started doing, well, outside of me just staying off of Facebook, I seek happy videos and laughter. I completely don't really care what people are posting. But before I got to this point, I was like, Meesh, I would hit you up. What's going on? This, that, and the third. And then I found that because I'm not one to jump in the comments with everybody else. I will go to your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
You're not responding, or you are responding that, oh, I'm good. So I know you're fugazi. You're fraudulent right now. And whatever attention that you're seeking, I don't even want in my space. So I'm with me. The snooze, the unfriend, I don't block people. I'm either going to unfriend you or snooze you for a while because I think blocking is stupid because you can just unfriend them and not see them. Just unfriend them.
Well, I haven't reached that space yet because I very strongly believe in blocking people because the friends that I unfriend, I unfriended you for a reason, and I still be getting tagged and shit, and we're not even friends on Facebook, so now I got blocked.
Oh, no.
I haven't come to that space yet.
Oh, yeah. You need to block.
You're born. Your newborn baby. Oh, look at your baby. They so pretty. Oh, your baby's bonnet is so pretty. You know, that'll be the ugly baby. Oh, your baby got a pretty stroller. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But your baby grow up, and it's not long for baby to go through school. They grow, they become grown. What do you think causes a grown up to go through depression that never went through it as a child?
Other grown ups.
Other grown ups. Good. Good answer.
Like, if you never went through depression as a child, but you're going through it as an adult, you have to kind of stop and take stock. And what is causing you to feel this way? What is bringing you down? Is it work? Is it a social life or lack thereof? Is it your relationship? Because there's things in adulthood that you never fathomed in your childhood and vice versa.
Like this. Every time I got a pair of bills.
Adulthood is very good.
A three pack of underwear costs like $20 for y'all. Like, that shit,
I never knew.
It stresses me the fuck out.
I'm trying
to do something nice about my husband, some drawings. I'm like, God damn, why they cost so much?
Why? Well,
like filling up your tank. Like going to fill up your gas tank.
Oh,
come
God.
On, like, adulthood is So you need to find your triggers, right? And you have to try and find something that will help. The gas situation. Let's try not to get our tank to empty so we don't have to spend $1 million to fill it up. let's see if my husband butt would be itchy if I bought him a different pack of drawers. maybe we'll scale him back.
We've been the two ones waiting to the sad part.
He can't get the polos this month. He got to get the food in the
room. I tried to be cheap one time, and they ain't had no fly on them, and I ain't never hit the end of that shit, so I learned my lesson.
But you, as an adult, I think you should focus on what makes you sad just as much as what makes you happy, so that you can learn how to either deal with it or avoid it. Because there's some things you're not going to be able to get away from. Your kids is bad. It makes you sad. You're going to have to check that. Period. Your marriage is messed up. It makes you sad. Fix it. Period. Your job makes you sad. Apply for another job. There are things that's easier to leave than other things, which is what the point I'm trying to make. Figure it out.
Okay. Mental illness, people think it's a game. A lot of people think it's a game. But depression is real.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, many lives have been taken from depression.
Mm-hmm.
Many lives. For years. And it's not me now. For the last couple of years, therapy, or at least to me, I'd say within the last 5 years, therapy has become famous. And I shout to anybody who's going to therapy, because you need it. You need that sound board. Sure, you got a wife. Sure, you got a husband. Sure, you got a bestie. But you need somebody that you can guarantee that's not going to take your bullshit somewhere else. Motherfuckers that help you out, I was just talking to Nikki the other day about how people, you can confide in them today, but then, or listen to Tuesday, but then on Wednesday, they get mad at you. By Thursday, everybody gets busy.
Not your friend.
So let me ask you, BC. Did you always understand the importance of mental health? And I'm asking you because obviously you're a man. So as a male's perspective and your personal perspective.
No, I grew up fucked up, you know. I grew up a fucked up, cocky person. So I didn't think mental illness was for real. I thought people were bullshitting. I ain't gonna hold you. And then I want to say a couple of years back, I went through it myself. I fucked up. Went through some shit. And it fucked me up bad. Real bad. Made it through it. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me make it through. But I made it through it. Still the same cocky asshole. Made it through it. But I know how to make it through it now. So what are some of the tools to make it through it? Well, like both y'all saying, y'all suffered or suffer with depression.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all, what are the tools you could tell the Stage Radio listeners right now how to make it through? Because right now, somebody listening, they're fucked up. They're going through some shit, man. People are going through some shit. So what are the tools you can give people to make it through it? Even if it's one tool.
I feel like the conversation starts at home, because 95% of us grew up in a household where we had a cousin, auntie, or uncle that was dealing with mental illness, and they were pawned off as crazy. And that shit actually is genetic. It runs in your DNA, and that's something that shouldn't have been overlooked. So, you know, and of course, you know, like piggybacking off of Nikki, environmental situation, sometimes it can be your personality. If you're the glass is half empty and you're a pessimist and you're negative about everything, then any little thing will trigger depression. But ultimately, the conversation starts at home. I know a lot of females, and I got to hold us accountable. That nigga saw. He was crying last night, girl. What the fuck? I don't want no soft-ass nigga. And now he out here dogging women and being a trifling-ass nigga because he wanted to cry to you about the fact that his mama, you made him a sandwich and it just made him feel good because his mama never made sandwiches for him. And instead of you validating that man's feelings, you made him feel like he was a punk. So now he acts like he ain't got no feelings.
My mama never cut my sandwiches.
Exactly.
My sandwiches.
It could be something as simple as that. And, I mean, we joke about shit like that, but it's real.
Yeah, it is. It's very real.
So now they got all these issues. They got mommy issues. Now they got issues with women. And the shit is just a continual cycle until we start holding ourselves accountable and letting our men know that this is a safe space. And I ain't going to run and tell nobody what you're confiding in me about. And I'm not going to make you feel like shit for confiding in me. Then they'll eventually go to therapy or at least try to get the help. But if we keep making them feel like their feelings are invalidated or they're soft for having feelings, then it's going to continue to be a problem. So it starts at home.
Okay, okay. Nikki, you got a tool for him?
I don't know. If you are suffering or suffered, I really don't know. My thing is have somebody that you can trust. I have a tribe, and each of my sisters with an AH, I tell something different. And in my growing, I recognize that they are not mine alone, and they go through things themselves. So before I vent, before I dump, anything I ask them, are you available? Are you clear-headed? Do you have the space for me? Because my friends, it's birds of a feather type thing. If I tell them something, they're going to take it on. They tell me something, I'm going to take it on. And, you know, you just need somebody you can trust. Like you said, you have to be able to trust that what you tell them is going to stay there, but you also have to recognize that you're lifting a burden off of yourself and putting it onto somebody else sometimes. So just be mindful that in that trusting that person that they are not yours alone. They have kids probably, married, work. They have their own weights. Just check in with them before you unload. Don't be selfish about it.
Okay, today was the first day I went to some place. I didn't know where I went, but I went someplace. And they did an intake. And they asked you a bunch of questions. But one of the questions they say is, do you have a support team? And she said, besides your wife, because you've been with your wife so long, is there anybody else who you have a support team? I said, my support team goes through the same shit I go through. And the two names I gave her was Nisha in the same star. Because one thing, turning the star, he going to tell it to me. But he going to sugarcoat it. He going to make me feel good about it. That Nisha going to bust my ass. She going to give it to me raw and uncooked. Ain't no cut on it. It's straight raw. And that's the type of people I think you need in your life. The person that's going to give it to you raw, old dirty bastard. Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. I think that's the type of people you need in your life. For real, you don't need nobody that's gonna, oh, you good. You going to be all right. You don't worry. Nah, you fucked up. That's why you going through what you going through. And that Nisha will give you what you need, man. She will give you what you need. Shout out to Nisha. Y'all know Nisha. You know what I'm saying? She Nisha needed like a Dr. Ruth column on the stage. We're going to see how we can make that happen. She needed like Dr.
That is funny.
Well, once a week, Nisha come in and tell you about your, you know what I'm saying, your penile erectile dysfunction. You know what I'm saying? The problems with you going through with your wife, your husband, you know what I'm saying? Yo, even, yo, because, yo, you laughing, but penile dysfunction can cause depression. Sometimes. That can really cause depression. For real. For real. Now I went from a Woody Woodpecker to Mr. Sophie. Now I'm feeling bad about
crazy.
That can fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to sneak Cialis in the house because you don't want to talk to your wife about it. You got to sneak some Viagra in the crib because you don't want to talk to your wife. You got to slip a pump in the house to pump your jammy up because you don't want to tell your wife and you're depressed when depression could have just stopped that, you telling your wife. Now, she thinks she's unsexy. So now, she thinks she's not good enough or she's unsexy. So you putting her in a state of depression. She's thinking she's inadequate. So now she's depressed. You'd be surprised of what you can put your spouse through for what you're going through without just explaining what the fuck you're going through. For real. So now y'all both in there depressed.
And not communicating.
And not communicating. Communication can stop a lot of depression. Even, it don't even have to be your friend. I mean, your girl. I can call Madam Meese 1 in the morning, see her up on Facebook, call her 1 in the morning, come through until about 4 in the morning. Feel good about myself by 4:30, sleep by 5. Sure, late night. We should be asleep. But you got to communicate with somebody. I understand trust issues. Everybody got trust issues. Everybody. I told the intake lady today I have very strong trust issues. Today. So everybody, you could, because motherfuckers will tell your business. I had a homegirl just the other day. I was telling Nikki, was rooting for somebody. And she was helping them, you know, the person out because they didn't have no money for the bills and shit. My man told Beefy all the problems. That's not cool. I don't want to talk to you and you get mad at me. If you talk to Beefy, I'm going to say, fuck you. I might even bust you upside your head but I'm not going to tell your business.
Sometimes those signs are already there, but they get overlooked because you want that to be your friend in that moment. But people show you who they are sometimes. Like, now, there are some motherfuckers that will pull a fast one of your ass and be like, damn, I didn't even see that coming. But the messy ones, they always show their hand because they come to you carrying the bone. But because y'all friends,
right,
you don't expect them to be the bone carrier for you until y'all fall out. And now you like, why the fuck you tell my business? Well, nigga, every time they come see you, y'all talk about everybody. After they told you everybody else's business, I go, so what's going on with you? How you been? And I be seeing that shit on Facebook. I seen that little quote, and I was like, you know what? I'm about to apply that to my life. If I have a conversation with you and you didn't tell me everybody else's business and then you want to ask me how I'm doing at the end, I'm good. My leg could be about to fall off next week. I ain't going to tell you shit.
Put her on Facebook.
You'll just be surprised when you see me with one leg.
I put it on Facebook. I don't know how long ago, but it was a while ago. But I've heard a phrase that was so influential to my life. We're going to get into this bald head after the phrase, and then we're going to talk some more about this. But I heard a phrase that says, any dog that brings you a bone carries one back.
For sure.
This is Sage. We'll be back.
What about for Clyde Gitter?
Big, big shout out to A.
Currently coming to blow a Clyde Tone.
Sean Down.
In that morning?
Beat.
They should be out. Then I'm going to chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them don't like what we're doing in town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I'm going to chase us crazy ball heads out of town.
Been on the run for a minute. Got a gold from a dentist. Niggas mad cause I charge them 1400 like a stimmy.
And be running around your town singing gimme, gimme, gimme. And these niggas on crickets, I ain't talking about
you. You heard me before. If you niggas don't know, we run the block. Two on the show. Passing my rope. My cousin got the blicky on the spot, just watch the dope. I ain't scared to tell fiend, hell no.
Slam dunk on him, alley-oop, fire, fire. I really true, don't make us do what we do. I hit three, probably two. Cation hot, by you, that bitch, a bugaboo. Take the one and lick the one.
Tell my girl, chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them not like what we're doing in town. Tell us never to come back around. Go to my God, Jesus, praise me, Bali, out of town. Them not like what we're doing in town. Tell us never to come back around.
Now who the fuck do these white niggas think they is? Just tryna set up on my block. Turn this shit up like I'm Oscar. Wipe this shit out like it's my block. We can shoot this shit out like I'm Lennox. Fuck your belly, bitch, it's a headshot. Split this soul, call me Chica. About to creep on everybody sleeping.
Who on that blood clot is this Keish from New York City? Trying to dump some bullshit about my committee. Look, sonny, this nigga's moving funny. Don't be a dummy. We need to bounce like some bears. Me no talk, bro.
If I see that, I'll be knowing niggas gon' get him. It's a marathon, hit him with a headshot. Ball in the back when I take to the face. I'm a west side nigga, been with a roster.
Them niggas in black mask, they my partners.
Move around like a monster. Ayy, still my lobster and my pasta. Yeah, them boys are shot.
Them I gon' chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them don't like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. Them not like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So here I go.
See no evil, bitch.
sister stays. Hawkeye, don't get cash. Season 11, bitches. Big, big shout out to Hawkeye Productions. Big, big shout out to Mabu Baby, Murder Meech. Oh, Miss Diva doing a thing out there in these streets. CJ Star doing a thing. Shonda was good. Oh, my God. Bina. Oh, you know, you get mad when I call you Bina, but I don't give a fuck. Oh, I'm so excited. Season 11. This the stage, bitches.
Yo, straight out the Hawk's Nest. This your boy Kazerny Bussy. And you are now tuned in to the stage radio. Yeah.
Yo, this is CJ the Tech, and you listen to the stage radio.
Yeah, this your girl Tiffany Tippy Hill. Y'all already know what it is. I'm rocking with the stage radio.
So. I can go to any one of y'all for advice. The advice y'all both give me sometimes pisses me off. So I can go to any one of y'all. Y'all have your own private conversations where y'all go to each other for a bite. Would y'all consider yourself therapists?
I wouldn't say a therapist. I'd say a life coach. I don't want to feel those therapy people.
I'm not a therapist, nor am I a life coach. I am, let me see if I can make up a good word to describe what I think. I think I am an experienced specialist. I don't want to be a life coach. I ain't coaching nobody in their life. I can only tell you what I went through and relate somehow. Now, I will tell you this. Working in customer service gives you the tools to listen attentively, to answer responsibly, and to shut it down when it's over. When it's over, you can detach from someone else's issue if it's just a person. If it's somebody in your inner circle, of course you're not. You're going to feel what they feel. You're going to want to help them. But I don't think I'm a life coach. I think I'm a customer service. Oh, is that right? Oh, man. No, I totally understand. You know, I've been through the same thing. You know, it's the lines are blurred for me. I don't know.
Okay, so if you life coach, okay, do you think as a therapist, life coach, whatever you want to call a person, that a therapist needs counseling after they see you?
Depends on the week I had. I'm sure.
I think they have someone that they talk to. Some stuff is really heavy. And I'm sure they have, you know, they have a tribe as well. I don't know if they necessarily see a therapist or another life coach, but I'm sure they have somebody that they can kind of talk to and gather themselves after a long day, because I'm sure that's heavy.
Yeah.
How do they govern themselves if they're not supposed to tell no one?
They don't necessarily have to divulge details,
but it could very well be a situation where it's just heavy on you and you need to, you know, I had a client today and it was just really heavy and I just need to loose up, you know. I'm pretty sure hopefully they're all upstanding and withholding, you know, I'm pretty sure they have to decompress some way or another because they're human at the end of the day. But that honestly, I really feel like that depends on your therapist. If I don't think I could be a good therapist because I'm very much an empath and I absorb everything, and I'm still learning how to turn that off. Some therapists don't emotionally attach themselves to their clients. They're there to listen. They give you advice. They give you tools. And then, okay, next. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing when you emotionally attach yourself because that lets your client know that, hey, they understand what I'm going through and I'm not just feeling like I'm talking to a brick wall. But I'm sure that has to be hard to let that down after they've walked out of your room.
You think they get drunk?
I hope not, because then they'll be an alcoholic. I hope they have, you know, their nice little wine or whatever the case is, but I hope they're not.
Like you said,
self-medicating.
You absorb people's problems. Do you think they do? And
talks with him. Well, you know what? I kind of want to recant that a little bit because I feel like in that professional setting, they may have the tools to say, okay, yeah, that situation is fucked up. I feel bad for them. I want to help them. But that's not my problem to take home. I hope that they have those kind of tools. I feel like as a therapist, you should be able to figure out, okay, you know, after I leave this office today, whatever went on in here stays here. Some shit really might just, I feel like some shit just really might just fuck with you, for real. But I feel like, and I hope that they have those kind of tools where they can be like, okay, I can't carry this. It's not my problem.
Nikki, I've told you absorb people's problems. I told them something. Okay, you disagree a lot, but I told you good. Do you think that you could not bring it to your life? Do you think therapists bring that shit to their own life?
Do I think therapists bring it home? I mean, probably. You know, it just depends on who you are as a person. Like, somebody who's, you know, they might be like, let me tell you about this patient I had. Because they utterly cannot believe what they were told. And then there's someone who may take on a relationship with their patient and hear some of the things that they're going through and take a personal approach. If I can help them in other ways, not just listening, I will do so because I've now gained a personal relationship with this person. So, I mean, I just think it depends on the person. If you're the type of person that take on other people's issues, maybe psychology isn't for you because that can be extremely taxing.
Yeah, but what if you hear some crazy shit? Now you got that patient doctor confidentially added confident. I can't get it out, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Right there.
But then you go to the psychiatrist for somebody to talk to. But they can't go to somebody and tell your problems. What they call it, the HIPAA law.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't go to nobody to tell your problems that got them fucked up. I know y'all not psychiatrists thinking it's a state of not knowing, But do you, how do y'all think they deal with that? Salute to them, man.
So I can tell you, because I've asked my therapist, do you see a therapist? And she says they have to. It is required by law, and they can lose their license if they do not check in at least once, what did she tell me? I think it was once a month, or either they're required to once a month. But either way, they are required to go and speak to someone. And at that time, they unload what they're dealing with. So let's say they spoke to a patient and the patient's situation got to them, they go and discuss their feelings. They still cannot discuss what they were told. They can only discuss how they feel after the interaction with that patient. They have to, she said. Or they could lose their license.
Now, you see, I feel like people that work in customer service, that should be, like, included in your insurance, like you have to go see and seek mental health. Like that should be a job requirement.
Yep, I agree.
Some companies offer it. I'm not going to mention my employer, but they work with this company called CompSych, and CompSych, and a lot of people actually don't even know this is available. So if you work for a major corporation or you work customer service, if you have it. But CompSych gives you a referral to therapists that are in your area that actually will see you, and it depends on your company. I think we got like 15 free sessions, and then that's how I met my therapist, and I just kept her. But that should be anytime you work with the public on a consistent basis and you spend a lot of time with them, I feel like that should be mandated, because when you deal with people, different personalities, and you have to like kind of like decompress that last session and take on the next person, it takes a toll on you mentally. So I really appreciate the fact that therapists have to go see therapy. Like, I really appreciate that, and I wish other companies took that approach with their employees.
I just told Nikki that. I think every customer service job should have paid time off and have paid for your psychiatrist. But no problem. You shouldn't have to go through an insurance agency.
Absolutely.
They should just pay you to do that. So after the $15 you got to pay for?
My insurance picks it up, and I got to pay my little copay or whatever to go.
Okay. Nikki, do your company do that?
They do have like a whole referral type thing. I'm not sure of the company they refer you to, but they do have it where if you reach out and say you need to speak to someone, they can refer you, but they don't give you like the time off or a paid day for it.
See, I think that's crazy. And I think companies should give you, if you work in customer service, especially tech support, because I know a lot of people who work in tech support where the old folks don't know what they're doing, and kids and walk them through shit, and you had a call with them too. I know these people well. And I think the lunches should be 2 hours so you can get your mind right to come back and be efficient at your job.
Mm. Yeah.
That's why a lot of people quit, because they gone crazy. Who the hell wants to purposely go crazy?
Yeah.
I'm fine. How about that?
Right. How do you respond to that?
Without saying too damn much.
Right.
But, yeah. I definitely think anybody that works with customers in general should have the option to have either paid therapy or therapy sessions or whatever the case is, because they tell you not to take it personal. That's the biggest. They don't take it personal. They're just venting. Sometimes you have to go through these trainings on, like, how to deal with different personality types. Like, you have to take many psychology courses, and that should tell you that maybe your people need help, too. If I have to learn these different personality types, like directors and thinkers and feelers, and this is how you interact with this person, and this is what you do with this person, that's a psychology lesson. So clearly you know there's some mental health shit going on with me dealing with these folks. I should be protected as well. I shouldn't have to lose my damn mind to make you a dollar. Honestly, I shouldn't have to deal with that. Or if I'm going to deal with that, you should at least give me the option to go get my mind right after I'd have made you some money. Like, mm-hmm. Let's scratch each other's back here.
Right. That's some real shit, man. Yo, mental awareness, mental health. Check on your peoples. Check on your dog. Maybe your dog going through some mental shit. You beating the shit out your dog because it impeded in the house. Maybe they straight the fuck out.
Not you saying that.
You
okay,
giving
that's
them
the
alcohol.
Right.
You giving them alcohol. They want pedigree. You know what I'm saying? They straight the fuck out because they can't tell you they don't like this nasty-ass dog food. Check on your dog, man. You never know what your dog wants to.
I want him to take his own advice. I want him to take his own advice when his dog is squeaking like a rubber wheel that needs oil.
No. My dog is retarded. There's a difference between mental illness and retarded. That means it's slow. Short dog show. He pissed me the fuck off. Fuck him. But anyway, almost got my temperature.
Oh,
my goodness. Yo, we gonna get into this fire by Thunderstorm. Go get that single everywhere. It's out right now on all digital media platforms. Featuring the Kid Cudi HMB. And then we're going to come back. And I need Nikki. And I need you. While the record is playing, I really need y'all to really think about it. Because I want y'all to tell people. Okay, like I said, I thought it was bullshit. I never thought mental health was real. I never thought that just talking to a psychiatrist can help you out. I want you to tell somebody like Beastie, give them advice. And I need y'all to really think about it. After this song, we got some of the stars don't get gassed.
Yeah.
Like a nigga put a match on me. Fuck a mile well gone, put some gas on me. Bitch, I'm fired up, I smoke him like a cigarette. Fuck a mile well, take a jack on me. Bitch, I'm heating up just like a furnace. I bring the heat to a beef like a burger. I turn my flame on, nigga, I'ma shoot like Kurt. That funny shit dead, Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, bitch, I'm fired.
Side ride with a server. Hanging out the window on my curtains. All we got is fried back at your future purse. If you heard, I was hot, bitch, I'm flaming purse.
Yeah, bitch, I'm fried.
Bitch, that's no life. I do it for weed like shot, no ice. I cook it like a pot, you don't get stir fried. I burn like a double shot of Henny, no ice.
Yeah, bitch, I'm fried.
Hold up, wait. Motherfucker, don't let me cool off. I'm a dog on these hoes, let me work this drool off. I can pay for the cost, nigga, lead us to the boss.
Yeah, bitch, I'm fried.
Hey, just like a nigga put a match on me. You already said that, bro. Fuck that, I just had to let him know. But you know a nigga came with a gas.
Yeah, bitch,
I'm born in a barn. Ay, bitch, I got plenty reefers. It start shoot, nigga, I'ma get the squeezy. That bitch rack fire like Venus.
Yeah, bitch, I'm fried.
I can show you how to do it. Sunny like a pile of wood. You take some propane and you mix it with some lighter fluid. Did somebody put a lighter to it?
Yeah, bitch, I'm fine.
Hey, like a nigga put a match on me. Fuck a mile well, gone, put some gas on me. Bitch, I'm fired up, I smoke him like a cigarette. Fuck a mile well, take a drag on me. Bitch, I'm heating up just like a furnace. I bring the heat to a beef like a burger. I tell my flame on, nigga, I'ma shoot like Kurt. That funny shit, this Holy Murphy.
Yeah, bitch, I'm fine.
Hey, like a nigga put a match on me. Fuck a mile well, gone, put some gas on me. Bitch, I'm fired up, I smoke him like a cigarette. Fuck a mile well, take a drag on me. I'm heating up just like a furnace. I bring the heat to a beef like a burger. I tell my flame on, nigga, I'ma shoot like Kurt. That funny shit dead, it's Holy Murphy.
Yeah, bitch, I'm God damn, who the fuck was them niggas? I mean, God damn, this bitch was hot. I'm talking about the tape on sizzle. I'm talking about the boys on the third degree, nigga. I'm talking about what? Propane flow. I'm talking about the whole nitro flow. Them boys is on the motherfucking map. Burn this shit the fuck up. Them niggas cooking on 8. I'm telling you, them niggas cooking on 8. They burning this bitch up. Who the fuck trail made these niggas? What the fuck? Yeah, bitch, I'm fine.
Anyway, so Nikki,
huh?
What would you tell somebody that felt like BC did?
Doing it your way hasn't worked this far. What's wrong with trying to find me? Just try it. If it's not for you and it don't work, what harm is it?
Okay, because I said I'm going to give these people a month, too. Because doing nothing, I'm not going back. Okay.
You definitely need more than a month. Don't say yourself short.
You know what? I'm going to tell you my therapist says. My therapist is called Mr. Microphone. That's my therapist. Murder Mish, what would you tell somebody like this?
I would tell you that is not a quick fix. Don't have any unrealistic expectations when you go in there. Like, don't expect them to just sit in one session and just tell you your whole life story and they got answers for you and then you walk out just free and clear of all any issues you ever had in your life. It doesn't work like that. You got to be patient with them. Most importantly, you have to be patient with yourself. You have to be honest because there's going to be a lot of conversations that are going to be uncomfortable. And I know you and you don't like dealing with emotion, but that's what therapy is about. But just know that's a safe space. And in order for you to heal, you have to dig into the shit that hurts. You have to talk about the stuff that's uncomfortable. You have to talk about the things that you don't like. I sure do. Before I used to be like, and she caught me one day and she was like, What's that? Like, what are you talking about? You pause for a second. Let's revisit that. What's that about? And then before I knew it, I started crying, but I needed that moment that let me know that she saw me. And from there on, I'm able to talk about whatever. I be in there snotting and crying, all type of shit. But I feel better when I leave out of there than when I went in. And sometimes you don't even go. You go in there like, I ain't about to cry today. I ain't about to cry. Right. And watch you be crying. It's gonna happen.
Watch me crying.
Nick, you been there crying?
I have. I definitely have. It's not a bad thing. It takes time for you to kind of let those defenses down.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do, you feel amazing because, just like we said, it's a safe space. My thing is, for someone who says they don't want to go to therapy, I got you. But remember just a little while ago, I said, I check in with my people before I dump on them. Are you okay? Do you have the capacity for me today? Or whatever the case is. And they don't just belong to you. So when you dump on one person, now they're carrying what you are. A therapist is there for you to dump and walk away clean. You don't have to worry about it slipping out and pillow talk with somebody and they good because you were talking to them or whatever the case is. You don't have to worry about it coming back after they get mad at you. You don't have to, none of that. And it's a completely judgment-free zone. Yes, I have cried, but I had to get to a point. Now, like I told you, my intake person, she had me crying during the intake. Just the questions that she was asking me and the way that she was able to talk to me and get to the reason why I came to therapy, because those who may have never went, your intake person tries to limit you wasting time with your actual therapist. So they will ask all the questions, why are you here, what do you do, this, that, and the third, what do you think, to try and build your file for your therapist. So she was amazing. But my actual therapist, I had to gain that with her. And I've cried once or twice, but me, I only cry at the end, which is ridiculous and retarded, but she tells me I always wait until the session is over to gut punch her. She tells me because when I first, and I'll tell you guys, when I first get there, you know, she asked me, how's your day going? How's your week? What happened since we last spoke? And I'll tell her, and then based off of that, her chain of questions may trigger something that I didn't even think about or I repressed it. But because we spent so much time catching up or creating that comfort zone is what she calls it, just letting me decompress and get comfortableness, I need more than an hour. I need more time. You know what I'm saying? I just need more time. But I feel comfortable to tell her absolutely anything because I know it's not going to go anywhere. She don't know nobody.
So you tell her everything and then she give you a solution or what's it called?
I don't tell her everything, but I can tell her anything. I tell her the things that I can't understand or I can't figure out or the things that nobody hears. Like something's going on with me and nobody around me cares to hear why. I'll tell those type of things. I can tell her anything, but I don't tell her everything because, I mean, it's just some stuff that, it is what it is. I'm not going to waste my time or yours with it is what it is. What I need you to do is listen to this and tell me, how do I not go crazy? This is what I'm going through. How do I not go crazy?
All right, so did you tell her about being insecure about your bunions? About being insecure about your bunions. That's why you don't wear open toes.
Well, Missy, then you just told everybody there.
Okay. Case in point.
Hey.
I will not only tell your business, but I'm telling on the radio. That's why I don't have bunions. Mm. Thank you very much. But if I did, I'd be wearing Timberland boots.
Well, that
okay, Murder Niece.
Well done.
Yes.
Niece, you said that BC is is not an emotional person. What, how could he get out what he's feeling? Like you said, you cry, and when you leave there, you feel so light. But
yeah,
from what I hear, Beastie don't like to cry in front of nobody.
Well,
so
I pointed that piece out, something that we share in common. I don't like to show weakness. I don't like to show my emotions. And I realized that that came from me being called a crybaby when I was younger. If I felt strongly about something, oh, you got an attitude. If I was upset about something, oh, you're too emotional. So I learned how to, you know, just kind of put on a poker face. But once I got in her office and it was situations that I kind of felt that little frog coming up in my throat, I would readjust myself and then try to hurry up and talk past it and move on to the next thing. And I think she finally just caught on to it. So I just had to be honest with myself. Like, I'm here because I want to heal. I don't want you to tell me what I want to hear. That's not what I'm here for. I can get that from anybody. I want you to tell me the real. I want you to call me out my shit, and I want you to show me how to fix it. So once I got that mentality, it made it a lot easier for me to talk about things that, you know, made me want to cry or made me angry or whatever, because those are the things that are triggering emotions are the things that I need to heal from. So me talking about, you know, some bullshit at the job, yeah, I'm upset about it, but that has nothing to do with why I'm still upset about, you know, my uncle not coming to my birthday party when I was 4 or some shit, just as an example. But once I started talking about those real uncomfortable things, nah, I love my uncle. I'm just giving an example. That's the first thing that came to mind. But seriously, like, I had to get that mindset. Like, I'm not here for you to tell me what I want to hear. I'm here for you to help me heal through some shit. I'm here for you to help me figure out why, you know, these things trigger me. I didn't know myself when I went to therapy. I thought I did. I ain't no shit. But that came from me hiding my emotions. So once I got to a place, I'm like, you know what? This person is cool. I've been with her a year now. I could finally let my hair down and stop acting like everything's okay and I got it all together, because I fucking don't. And once I got into that space, it made it easier for us to have a rapport and for her to be able to give me tools to work through those things, because as long as I'm acting like everything's okay, she only knows what I tell her. You know, but once you get to that vulnerable space where they get to know your personality and get to kind of see who you are, then they can call you out on your bullshit. Like, nah, bruh, that's not how you really feel, because I can tell you tapping your leg while you're talking to me about it. That's what they're paid to do. But you got to go in there and be honest. If you're going to waste their time and bullshit and not really telling what's going on with you, then you're going for no reason. And you might not like what they're going to tell you. You might not want to hear it. They might give you some homework assignments and some shit that you don't want to do, but I promise you it's worth it.
I promise you it's worth it.
Okay. Well, Nikki, what would you tell DC, not being emotional? How could he express himself or keep getting smiled in front of nobody?
Be patient with the process is what I would say, because you want to be patient and don't fight it. When you feel whatever it is, allow it to happen. If you feel sad in that moment, whatever you're talking about, allow yourself to be sad. If something makes you angry, allow yourself to be angry, because like me said, you're there to get help, but if you're hiding or not being honest with yourself, because you wouldn't be fronting for the doctors, you're lying to yourself that you don't feel this way, or this ain't happening right now, or whatever. No, go through it so that you can get better. That's what I would say. Don't limit your growth or your healing because you want to be tough or macho.
Mm-hmm. Look at it this way.
Do you think? Are you good? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you good? So if your toe is hurting to the point where you can't walk and you're in excruciating pain, are you going to go all the way to the emergency room, wait hours and hours and hours and hours at the, you know, infamous Cape Fear Valley, just to get to the back and be like, oh, I'm fine. I'm good. It don't hurt. No. You're probably more pissed off and in more pain because you've been waiting without pain meds. You want to get it fixed. Take the same approach with therapy.
But I'm getting Nikki to put some stuff in the fucking water bag and a little foot tub. Oh, God. I guess the therapy is the foot bag.
Yeah.
Do y'all think...
It's not a band-aid, it's a remedy.
That's a remedy,
right? Do y'all think that women express more emotion because of the records they listen to?
Answer the question.
Okay, let me give an example.
Okay.
A woman will put on this Drea LaRue. How did you do me so wrong? You know what I'm saying? A woman will put this record on, you know what I'm saying, and sit there with the tissue. And all that, you know what I'm saying? Let's hear the record. But they'll play that. But a man ain't gonna play this shit. Who did that? It's the stage. Drea LaRue. Baltimore stand up.
Nice segue, guy.
Right.
Thank you.
windows down, seats back with an ashtray, run a hole in my back, boy. Cause I can't get enough of us when we're alone. You always make it rain before you gotta go. Go away on a retreat, body temperature on repeat. Back to studio and let's go to the West Coast with the beat on repeat.
That's why women be so depressed, man. I'm gonna be stressed out. Men hold their emotions. Men hold their emotions. You know what I'm saying? We hold our emotions. We listen to songs like Money for President.
Y'all used to sing about y'all feelings, and then I don't know what happened.
Right. We didn't have to. But like Money for President.
Those songs don't make us depressed. I don't know.
Y'all be in there crying and shit. Y'all be in there crying. Oh, I'm getting it through so. I'm getting it through so.
That never happened.
That literally never happened, guy.
Literally never
happened. It happened.
No.
Don't let a woman be drunk.
Not enough, Thomas, though.
They listen to rappers like Naughty for President.
Yeah.
And that's how we cope.
Yeah, that's you,
me. My guy.
Tell them, me, that's how we cope.
I done ran it up. Check out the check, had to add it up. So focus, they think that I'm at it up. We got a business, I'm bossy, they mad at the fact that I'm back and I'm tatted up. Plus strategy, so I'm moving tactical. And I got shooters to back me up. And they gon' do what I'm asking for. Turn your little move to a massacre. Abracadabra, voila. Back in this bit like ta-da. Freak us and JC and all of them guys. And throw all of them crooked police aside. The fuckers just do how they do on my kind. Now I won't talk about that on the hip. I'll gas no brakes, I'ma dip for the chip. I'm an ape on a vibe, boy, I need me a grip. Simone Biles with that bag, I'ma flip. I get live for them pesos. Take a trip to the A for the payroll. And we got them case by the caseload. close. Some put away in the safe for the case closed. You know I was leaving it out for the million. Had mentally spending and God is my witness account. I almost nigga that read that little print. Had to skip on that signature. What was you thinking? I can't be going for Nathan. I'm knowing my work can't be purchased. I'm taking. I know all I needed was grinding and patient. Consistency mixed with a gift and some faith. Kick it different than many. I mimic the great. Had to clear up division and pivot positions to take off. All step niggas get a baseball bat to the top. I'ma knock your whole face off. I'm already shining. The fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me. I got good time. I grind it and grind it and grind it and grind it. If I had to rewind it, I'd go back and grind it some more. Fall like I talk it, I know. Talk like I know what I know. Pop out now, I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it, cause I cannot go. No, I can't go. I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye. You drop one, retake 10. I'm talking your sister, your brother, your friend. They don't give a fuck, ain't no conscience inside them. Time for the real ones to rise. All of them yabbas and porters you posting, bro. Where was you at when they hit up Jameer? Kaepernick took a knee, cop took it back, took a life. Would it get you ain't seeing it clear? They sending messages. My reception good. I've been peeping this shit for a minute. Young is in the field putting work in to the one smirking in it. Don't get offended. Just play your position and get with the mission. You tell us a fuck when it come to your peepin', but tucking your nuts and be ducking them figures. Enough is enough, nigga. Plenty is plenty. You hear me? I'm already shining. The fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me. I got good time. I grind it and grind it and grind it and grind it. If I had to rewind it, I'd go back and grind it some more. Walk like I talk it, I know. Talk like I know what I know. Pop out now, I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it, cause I cannot go. No, I can't go. I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye.
Alright,
make love to me. So people who are going to help problems, suicide,
whatever it is. Is there numbers or places
they can go to or call? Yeah, there's actually a couple. So there is a website where you can get 24/7 virtual therapy access. Because sometimes, you know, doctor's office hours are from 5 to whatever. So you can go online. It's doctorondemand.com. There's like a little intake form you fill out. I believe they take insurance. I'm not completely sure with the whole entire process because I didn't want to sign up for anything. But you can speak to a therapist online, especially if you're not comfortable doing face-to-face. Also have the National Suicide.
I'm trying to understand. You have to fill out an application. When you start to tell you
that's for depression and anxiety.
Okay.
That's if you're dealing with depression and anxiety. If you're feeling suicidal, there is another place that you can reach out to. So it's the suicide prevention line in the 24 hours. The number is 1-800-273-8255. I will repeat it. It's
1-800-273-8255. You got something for us, Nikki?
She summed it all up. Everything that Mish put out there is accurate, up-to-date information. That's what you'll want to kind of utilize your resources. Do not let your situation control your future.
You.
How about that? It can get better. Things can get better.
You just got to get the proper tools to make them better.
That's it.
August 6th, the Stage Awards pull up. Saturday, we're recording the audio part of the Stage Awards. Yo, I salute everybody who have made it through depression. I pray everybody that's going through it right now makes it through it without suicide or harming someone else. Because from what I learned today, depression can make you kill somebody?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's real. If you can't find this information, no way. It's stageradio@gmail.com. Nikki, do me a favor. Hit Nami and give him my email address. Not the stage.
Okay.
Give him my email address. But,
okay.
Shout out to Nami. But, he's listening right now. Shout out to him. But, yeah. Yo, check on your peoples, man. For real, check on your peoples. You'd be surprised what a... Yo, I remember being... I want to say Dunkin' Donuts. I came in Virginia. And some dude was looking psychotic. Now, I'm not like... I don't speak to nobody. I ain't know. I'm from New York, man. How you doing? Fuck you. But anyway. Anyway, I'll ask you that shit. How you doing? Fuck. I'm fucked up. Now what's next? But anyway, Nikki seen a man looking crazy. And she said, you okay today? You good? And he took the psychotic face off and smiled. He said, yeah, I'm good. Just asking somebody how your day is going. To make them feel better about themselves. Because maybe no one asked them that. Call your peoples. Right now, pick up the phone. Call somebody right now, right now. I'm like, yeah, you good, motherfucker? And you know what I'm saying? And see what they say, you know what I'm saying? You never know what a person's going through. For real, for real. I got to call some of the staff. This nigga's not suicidal. He's just a minion. I got to make sure he's good. Make sure he's good. But yo.
But do want to post on off of that
Huh?
Uh-oh. I wanted to co-sign off of that. When you're reaching out to check on your people, be respectful of their space. If they say they don't want to talk about it, if they say they're good, respect it. Don't try to force them to talk to you. Well, you can always talk to me. Like, don't shove you wanting to help them down their throat. If anything, just ask how you can support them. If they say nothing at this time, then leave it at that. I see that a lot. You can always talk to me. You don't never call me. You don't always reach out. Maybe don't want to talk to you at that time. Just letting them know that you're there is enough. And don't take it personal if they say, I don't want to talk about it right now. If they say, I'm okay. You know something is wrong. Just pray for them if that's what you believe in. But don't force anything with somebody that's dealing with depression because it can't actually send them down a spiral or make it worse or make them shut down.
I will call that mental rape. You forcing yourself.
That's a good idea.
Mind.
That's the thing. That's the thing because now it comes off like you're doing it for validation. You know what I'm saying? If you really care about somebody, then you reach out to them and you respect whatever space that they're in and leave it at that.
Okay.
But if you're trying to like shove it down their throat, then you're doing it for self gratification and it's not genuine.
And you got to watch them people, too, who see your post on Facebook or find out you're going through something. Some of them motherfuckers, they don't care. They want to be nosy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about what you're going through. For real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Get all your peoples, man. Call your peoples if y'all listening. Pick up your phone. Call somebody right now. Don't wait till they're going through some shit. Or you see they're going through some shit. They might be going through some shit. They might be going through some shit. And they didn't post it or they didn't call you or they didn't text you. Just call your peoples.
text, because the one thing I hate to see is when somebody passes and all you see is screenshots of that person encouraging you and uplifting you, but I don't never see the people that's posting that shit on their timeline being the ones that reach out. I don't see you sitting in your inbox and showing you encouraging them and you telling them, hey, just have a blessed day, I'm just thinking about you. I don't see that. It's always, you were such a good friend to me and you always called and checked on me, but what did you do for them while they were here?
Yeah, they always call and check on you. Well, did you call and check on us?
Don't post shit on my Facebook because I'm going to make it my duty to haunt your ass. Don't post nothing on my page. Don't post no screenshot. None of that.
Nothing.
I will haunt you.
Nothing. Don't post nothing.
Tell me you love me while I'm fucking here, dog. Don't tell that shit to my Facebook page.
Yes, don't post nothing. Don't nobody Photoshop no wings on my back.
Please, Lord,
none of that.
Don't put me in no cloud.
Don't put me in no cloud. None of that.
But what if they checked on you? They can't do it either?
Even if they checked on
no.
me, the people that check on me know that I don't
no,
want
I don't
that.
No, I don't want that shit. Exactly.
I don't want that. People that check on me know I'm a private person. I'm not a, hey, look at me, look at me. I don't want the shares. I'm gone now. I don't need the hearts and the shares after I'm gone. I have businesses that need likes and shares. I have ventures and ideas that can use input and support. Share that. Don't put me on no stairway to heaven and send it because... No, that's only to make other people
no shade
feel
anybody
better.
That's like that does that, but just that's not for us.
No shade, no shade. Do what you have to do to make you feel better, but that's the bottom line. It's to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have a heaven and a hell to put nobody in, number one. And number two, you want the last image that you think of me to be in some clouds with some wings, and no, make the last image you have of me our last conversation. How did that go? Was that good? Was that smooth sailing? Were we cool? Were we peace? You don't get to create a false narrative and share it with the strangers who didn't know me. You don't get to do that because I'm with me. I'm gonna haunt you.
Take it down. If you should happen to be scrolling Facebook one night and your screen just magically just starts scrolling by itself, that's me. They'll be putting it on my page. I'm gonna come ring your doorbell and run. Like, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
I run.
Set off your ring camera in the middle of the night. I'm just don't do it. I'm telling you.
Set off your ring camera in the middle of the night.
I'm that at peace with myself that I know I will make it my duty to fuck with you if you do that to me. I'm going to.
That's so funny to me.
Yeah, we got to know. Day uno, check on them. It's not the day uno. And because you need to really check on your friends when we come back, I'm going to get these ladies to get on social media, conclude the show, and then we'll see y'all tomorrow. And then Nikki's going to tell y'all about tomorrow. No more WTW.
Oh, buddy.
When we come back.
Boy.
But at least she's going to get her, the, you know what I mean, the affirmation for her company. We'll be back. We'll be back. Oh no, talk your shit.
Cause I got some niggas I need to check on. All these goddamn kids I spend to check on. Swear I feel like the man when I put these checks on. You can play if you wanna, I put a check on. And I'm about to win, you can check. I'm out of bed, I need a check. Never to the stand, and you can check.
Niece, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram at Niche Lover. That's it.
Okay. Nikki, where can they find you at?
The Stage Radio everywhere.
Oh, we see you back tomorrow, man. Hey.
Hey,
y'all be good. Love on your people, man. It's important.
Can I talk to you? Do you know? I need to talk to you. I got some questions. I got some questions, Lord. Oh, Lord. Can I talk to you?
Your Stage Radio.
Oh, God. Can I talk with you? It's the Beastie Oopsum and Shamel walk with you. I got a few things I need to ask about you. Why you hug me and save me when you know what I do? You were there everywhere, every time I went through. Father, don't get it wrong, God, I love what you do. I just can't understand why you do what you do when you know what I do. God, I don't have a clue, but you know what it did. It made me wanna hug you. Talk to you all day, some say I bug you. Since I read Psalms 150, I know you need us to dance, dance, dance when we think about Jesus. To dance, dance, dance after we went through. Cause when we get through, we got through, we went through because of you. Here's a few things I'm asking, I'm praying. In the name of Jesus, your son, amen. Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you, Lord? In the book of Matthew, the man said to Jesus, I want to walk with you, good man. He said, good? Only God is good. I want to title this song, Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time. God is good. All the time. DMX said, rest in peace, X. He said, he tried doing good, but good don't do good for him. How could you not think God is good or good don't do good for you? When you know that God is good, I didn't understand. Everything you wake up to is good. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Every time you wake up is a good morning. Every day you wake up is a good morning. Don't tell me you ain't blessed when you woke up this morning. I love God. You don't love God?